All right, everyone, we have our GCCTA meeting for December 4th. The time is now 5:13. You may begin.
I'll just start off. I want to thank everybody for the nominations and stuff like that. I'm actually currently still on as we speak reasonably, so I've been really, really busy, and I appreciate everybody in this room helping during this and trying to get this meeting together. But with that being said, with me being extremely busy, I have not had a chance to meet with my bargaining team to discuss what we plan on doing for today. We do have something, but we just need a final approval. So Dr. Jackson, can we have about a 10-minute caucus on a few things? Everyone knows a little bit, so all we need to do is just try to get to a final thing so we can submit a proposal to you. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, so we're calling for a caucus at 5:14.
And let's be safe and say 15 minutes. I mean, you know how that goes.
Okay, wait 1 second. Your team wants to.
So, you're on the phone with Ms. Chapman Thomas and Mike. So, how are we?
We're going to leave. Okay,
let's do 15.
Okay. All right. It's now 5:15 and we're calling for a 15-minute caucus.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, the time is now 5:38. We are reconvening.
Would you like me to start it, or Devonta, if you want to ask?
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So just to make sure, because one, I can't really see anything. Is there any other thing that the district is going to bring to the table today?
No.
No, not this time. Okay, fair enough.
Let me ask this first. In terms of the impasse. Have y'all received any information in terms of dates and times and anything like that?
No.
Ms. Charles just sent us a confirmation and a Zoom link for the pre-date set meeting.
Is that the January date?
I didn't see a January date. Let me look real quick. I didn't open up the email to be honest with you.
Okay, I probably haven't gotten to that email.
It says, dear parties, on behalf of the arbitrator Charles, this confirmation has scheduled a Zoom call meeting for December 11, 2025 at 9:30 a.m. to discuss pre-hearing deadlines and hearing dates. And she says Zoom link. And it's to actually, right now that I have on here, I have a Leonard actually has the, Leonard and Carly has been sent here. And Derek, that's the guy from Perk.
So I probably didn't receive that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll forward this right now.
That's all right. Mr. Dixon will probably send it to me if he feels it's appropriate. I'm good.
Sure. Okay. That's no problem. So anyways, let's put it this way. Pencil in December 11th at 9:30 a.m. at the end of this. They have a Zoom link. Mm-hmm.
And December 11th is what meeting? Just for the notes purpose.
The impasse pre-hearing.
Okay.
Pre-hearing deadlines and hearing dates.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And yeah, they just normally, this is where we get things together and, you know, everyone's on the right page. So, okay, going back to, what's it, we have a proposal for you. And give me 1 second, now I have to find it because, okay, we have a proposal for you. I'm going to send it with with Mendela and Ms. Jackson right now, as we speak. And Ms. Jackson, you can kind of just distribute it to the rest of your team, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I just put this in right now. Let me know when you got it. Did you receive it?
I haven't received it yet.
Okay. The magic of email. Mm-hmm. Sometimes wants to go real quick, sometimes it's...
I haven't.
Okay. So, our GCA counter proposal in regards to salary, we first have a TISA match, which the first part is basically your offer, okay? Your counter offer of $504 in addition to you will match it for teachers with 0 to 2 years experience. The second component that we have is a one-time retention bonus. This is a one-time addition, in addition to the match funds, GCTA proposed a one-time bonus of $1,000 to be issued to all bargaining unit members. This bonus shall be distributed in the first paycheck after it ratifies. The purpose of this bonus is to provide immediate support for the bargaining unit members and their families for recognition of the dedication and commitment to the students of Gadsden County School District. Here then, number three, we have a conditional reopener. Since we have been waiting for so long with the ESC 139 and that particular funds to have an idea of what's going on, We come up with a proposal that I have used in the past with other school districts. Namely, that I can think of right off the top of my head is Columbia County that I've done this with. Okay? So the conditional reopener is what's called a conditional reopener. If the annual financial report, AFR, filed by the Gadsden County School District with the Florida State Board of Education for the 2024-2025 school year shows a general fund balance of 4% or more, the parties mutually agree that the compensation article will reopen immediately for additional negotiations. The fund balance will be calculated as follows. Assigned, and this is from the Red Book, where you see these numbers. 2740 plus unassigned, 2750 plus committed, 2730 revenue, 3000. So once again, those numbers come from the Red Book, as you see in your AFRs, where it shows that stuff. Both parties agree that negotiations will be conducted in good faith with the intent of adding additional funds to the compensation package for bargaining unit members for the 2025 and 26 contract year. This solves the problem for us waiting for the AFR to come in and giving us an opportunity to bring something to the table. And that is our proposal. It is something that if you need to bring that back to your board, we can schedule a meeting next week if need be, or of course try to do something before the Christmas break.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would think that we would need to take it back, so next week would be appropriate because that would give us time to have a discussion prior to the next board meeting, which is
December 16th.
No, we wouldn't be able, but we'd have to provide the information at the next board meeting, which is on the 16th.
And we are very, very confident that we are at the next meeting. Mm-hmm. And so really, it's a non-stop. They've already told us not to commit to anything that impacts the general fund.
They told you, I didn't understand.
Other than what we get for the 0 to 2 weeks.
I missed the first part that you said, they told you.
We are not to agree to anything that impacts the general fund more than what we've already committed to for the 0 to 2 weeks.
Okay, so we're currently in a bargaining session and we're offering this piece for it to be looked at to the board and bargaining in good faith. If they come back and say and making the same statement, so you know, just let it be. It is what it is. I don't get very personal about it. I don't get very, you know, from an emotional standpoint on it. Okay, but you know, bargaining in good faith, we're bringing a proposal back to you to reconsider, you know, to the board. You know, I mean, let them go for where it is, but for now, and then you can come back to us on what day would you like next week. I am pretty flexible with my dates.
It's the following week.
The following 16. Week. 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th.
Mm-hmm. Yes, board meetings at 16.
The next week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say the 11th?
Eighth through 11th, I'm wide open. I will work around your schedule. Let's just put that. Not me personally. Now, of course, the rest of my team has to work as well.
But Sue is not going to do anything that he doesn't take to close session.
Right. So we wouldn't be able to do an executive session with the board members until the 16th.
Okay. So are we talking maybe this? 18th are generally better days for me. The 18th would generally be a better day for me.
To have another meeting. He's asking about another meeting.
The 18th?
I could do the 17th if need be, but the 18th is a better day for me.
Okay.
The 17th would be better.
They can. So you're saying you can't have an executive session next week?
They can. We have the executive session the day of the board meeting, which is on the 16th. So we could meet on the 17th.
Yeah, 17th or the 18th, 1 to 2 days.
17th.
On a church night, I had to throw it out there. I mean, just to...
We present it as a holiday.
17th is a Wednesday.
Is fine.
You got a Wednesday.
17th is fine. Okay.
What time?
4 o'clock.
Me at
the
Bible study.
What time?
Five.
I'm sorry. Whenever I say 4 o'clock, I'm always thinking Central Time. Forgive me.
Okay.
5 o'clock is fine.
Yes.
Okay. So we're setting up another GCCTA meeting on December 17th at 5 o'clock. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Just for clarity, how many teachers do we have in the district?
294, maybe 297, because we've had a couple other people, but not that many.
Okay.
I'm going to send out an invite to the meetings. Please respond.
And let's keep a Google Meet, but I'm going to make every effort to be there on the 17th. But just in case, let's always have the Google Meet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to send a Google Meet as well.
Good.
Okay. Winter break actually starts for us. They go on winter break on the 19th, on that Friday. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got a day early. That's nice.
Yeah. That's teachers.
Real school
plan?
It's a half a day on the 19th. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
The 17th?
The 17th?
No,
oh,
the 19th.
The 19th. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. 3 days.
That was years ago. Years ago. All right, is there anything else for you?
I know we discussed that, excuse me, I'm just trying to remember. right off the top of my head, but I know we discussed the oversized class thing. Is there any movement on that? Because
I thought we were going to do put together for me.
I know I agreed to pull a couple of other contracts and look to see what others are doing, so I've done some of that, but I don't know if we agreed to do a committee, but maybe we did. I would have to go back and look at the minutes.
No, I think
we did.
We talked about in the last meeting, we mentioned something like that, but we also mentioned other avenues of compensation or considering it.
So it would be best that we just finalize whatever decision that we're going to do on the 17th, one way or the other, you know, whatever direction we need to do with that proposal.
Well, we do have a proposal on that issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess I could take that and just put it with it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we'll respond to that on the 17th?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, we're all set. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, and
thank you.
Are we your journey?
Okay.
Okay. All right, meeting is adjourned at 5:52. Were you good?
Is that something that we're willing to enter that's agreeable?
What?
Over